Ah, shit. Here we go. So, welcome, everybody, to the Shit Cast. There's no really good way to do this, because this is not starting the way I wanted to start. Really, I wanted to have a really good topic to come into to start the cast, and I just, it kind of was dependent on having somebody to talk with. Basically, a friend or something, and well, things fall through and people aren't there, and which I think is a theme that a lot of people are gonna have to get used to growing up, that people are just not gonna be there. Like, that's not a negative in any kind of way. It's just the person I expected to do this with, just they're not around right now. So, and wasn't really planning on it. Like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, what this podcast is supposed to be a mishmash of a bunch of different things. Basically, just my thoughts. Was hoping to kind of make it like, you know, have at least some sort of theme going on for a good deal of it. And a lot of the stuff I had pictured in my mind with doing a cast was like, stuff that comes later when you actually have like people that are listening and people that want to talk and do that sort of thing with you. I'm gonna move this mic up just a little bit because I almost feel like I'm like spitting into it. So yeah, that stuff just can't happen right now because this is just the beginning. You know, this is the very first episode, I guess, of I don't know how many. We'll see how good this goes. I really hope this goes good, like a lot of things. As far as myself, you can call me Bush or Bushy. That sounds weird to some people. It's not because that's my last name. It's just the the persona. There we go. The persona that I have gained over the past 5 years or so. What got me into wanting to do this was I've always liked radio and that type of thing, and always wanted to do radio. I was actually on a radio. I'm actually taking off my headset right now because I do not understand why I was wearing it. But I was actually on the radio a long time ago when I was in high school. And they were just doing, get to know your seniors or something like that. I don't know if I was a senior or not. I don't think I was quite a senior. But this local radio station was having people on and they were just asking stuff. And they said that my interview actually went a lot better than I thought, but it wasn't great. But I've always been into this kind of thing. And another thing I have been doing for the past 5 years is YouTube. I've made YouTube videos. Tried to branch off into various different kinds. I've actually done a few YouTube videos that actually date back probably about 10 years. Probably longer. Actually, yeah, about longer than that. But didn't really start getting into it until about late 2014. And been doing that. It hasn't been anything special at all. It had a really cool moment where it was like, wow, I think I've finally kind of gotten somewhere. And that was quickly taken away. Not going to really go into that right now. That might be another topic for Nerd Day. Also started to live stream. And that's kind of died down a little bit as well. That actually started to go very, very nicely. I was actually starting to make a really good headway there. And then certain things transpire and people get mad or, you know, for whatever reason, and they just end up leaving or they just get bored. I've been, you know, a heavy live stream watcher for friends and people that I met for YouTube doing it. And it does kind of drain on you after a while. That's all you'd watch and dedicate yourself to when I wasn't working. And I've been wanting to try this. This has always seemed kind of cool. I've always like pictured myself doing it in a way of like a radio show with a little bit of music here and there, but of course we got that copyright stuff, so can't exactly just play music. So if we do hear any music at all, it'll be copyright free stuff that you can get via YouTube and stuff like that. So this is just gonna be a whatever kind of cast, you know. The name says it all, the Shit Cast, you know. I came up with that idea because my stream was always a shit show, as you can tell. by the name of here. It just kind of got that nickname. A lot of people do use that word, so it's not like coined. It's not, you know, anything like that. You know, it wasn't like I was the first one to invented that word, but yeah, we just, you know, with the issues that you'd have during live streams and whatnot. And yeah, so I figured, hey, let's just kind of keep on that theme. So my name for YouTube and Twitch, where on occasions I might appear, is Unkempt Bush. And I always like that when I say Bush, and that the B is like so in your face, Unkempt Bush. Like, I can't keep it from being in your face. And I kind of think that's how a lot of people do it. But it's just so, boom, it's bassy because, like, you know, it's B. So, yeah, that was a pretty stupid analogy. But anyway, yeah, so I kind of gained the name Bushy. You know, people wouldn't want to call, I mean, I've had people go, hey, Unkempt, and, you know, that's fine, that's fine. But most people just went to the easier Bush and Bushy and little shit and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm actually sitting in a room right now sweating my balls right off because I was going to do this with my AC on in this room. This room does not get very good air circulation, so it has an AC unit in it. But it was so loud and coming through, and I'm like, I really don't know if I want to put music in the background of this quite yet. So, or something to kind of drain that out. So I was like, well, I guess we go ahead and just turn off the AC and deal with the heat. I was not willing to wait any longer to do this because it is kind of late. It's well, for me, it's a Thursday at 8 p.m., just after 8 p.m., and I'm just really not wanting to wait until, say, 9 to do this. As far as lengths go, these casts, who knows? Anywhere from 30 minutes was a goal, but 30 minutes is actually very easy to get. I mean, I'm pretty sure I am very close to that right now. I don't even know, but I can ramble on about anything. So that's why I just decided, hey, you know what? We have a little bit of energy. We have some dinner. And so we are going to ramble. And I don't know. I guess we can, let's talk about dating sites. These are shit shows. I joined a dating site just over a couple years ago. Didn't do it because I was looking for anybody. Did it because I had a friend who was like always sending me messages saying, hey dude, check this out. This is funny. This is hilarious. And it was. So I signed up trying to kind of see what I could find. It was kind of like, you know, going on Craigslist type deal. I mean, that's not what I was doing, but I'm giving you an idea of what it's like. It's like, you know how you go on, you see those crazy ads on Craigslist. This was kind of what I was doing, trying to find the crazy profiles, you know. And it's funny, you get girls on there that you know are real, but they're so fucking funny when it comes to certain things, man. Like, they'll be skimped out, boobs practically hanging out, butt cheeks hanging out, almost pretty much centerfold pieces. And then they sit there and say they're not here for hookups. I don't know who you're expecting to, like, get to your your profile and not have that idea about you. Like, your pictures say it all. And, it's just crazy, man. I don't have a whole lot of good examples right now, but I mean, just trying to think off the top of my head, like, that it was funny. That became a thing. Like, me and my friend would just sit there and scroll through, and we'd be like, oh, look, I'm, you know, there would be, like I said, a picture of a girl just, like, completely, like, trying to show you everything that she has without getting deleted, and it's like, I demand respect, and it's it's just funny. I'm not saying a woman doesn't deserve respect regardless of how she's dressed, because she does. But you're on a dating website that is pretty much free. You're putting those pictures up there. What are you expecting to get out of this? Are you really going to find Mr. Right dressed like Mrs. Fong? that was bad. I'm going to take a sip here. I don't know if I'll cut this kind of stuff out. I get kind of lazy. So, and I've heard some other podcasts where people are eating. So, yeah. But yeah, those things are funny. And what I really like is the demanding profiles. You know, you must be at least 6 foot tall. You know, I prefer guys with tattoos, and you better love my dog. If you have a dog, we'll probably go out on a date. It's these women want to find the one, but they limit themselves so much by putting up these things that in reality wouldn't matter if you found the right guy. I mean, you're looking for, you know, this suave, very masculine, you know, just hunky dude. And when I say hunky, you know, you probably picture abs and stuff. But really, I mean, any way that person is picturing the perfect person. I mean, you know, there's girls out there that prefer chubby guys. And so, you know, that's their hunky dude. But they're going for that set only. And missing out on a lot of opportunities, I have a feeling, because there's some great dudes out there that if you just give them the time, but because they don't meet your standards of needing a beard, then you're not going to find it. But yeah, that was just funny. I don't know why. Why did I bring that? I just brought it up because I wanted to bring it up. I don't know. What I really like about that, too, is you get these ugly people on there. And I'm sorry, everybody, you know, we can admit there's ugly people. I can definitely say I am not a great-looking person. But I don't make demands like these people do. Like, I just don't understand it, you know. Oh, you must be, you know, clean and you're not looking for one-night stands. And I demand that you have, you know, you look like, I'm trying to think, like, who's Chris Hemsworth? And meanwhile, you look like, I don't know, a foot from a bear that's walked in shit. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's like, honey, you have to be at least a 7 on the scale to make demands like that. And from what I can tell, you need to be about a +4. So you might want to dial it down a bit of who you're alienating from possibly going out with. I'm just saying, you know, you gotta broaden your horizons there, ladies. Unfortunately, you see those girls that are actually pretty decent looking, and they're with that guy that you're just like, why? Well, because that guy met her standards, and she probably took a while to get there. She probably had to go through a few douchebag Daryls to get to that guy, but you know what? She found him. He treats her right. Be happy. I guess. I don't know. I don't really have much to say else about that. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I can tell you very much that this place sucks to be driving. My job entails nothing but driving, pretty much, and the people around here are fucking ridiculous. Oh my god, dude. Like, where I drive, I'm not gonna say exactly, but, like, it's crazy. It is. I could literally ran on, and this might be the rest of the podcast right here, because, like, these people are so fucking just, I don't even, I want to say stupid, but it doesn't even, that's giving them benefit. Like, you could be sitting there at a light, white turns green, and if the person on the front row does not take off, like, as soon, if they're not, like, drag racer reaction time when it turns green, there's some schmuck-ass piece of shit back there, they have to honk. I don't know, I think if I went throughout my day, hearing only, like, one honk, I'm gonna up my standards or down my standards. If I went for the day with only hearing 10 honks, you know, that's a good day. That would be like, that would blow my fucking mind if I didn't hear a honk on pretty much every single light. And I hear honks when there's no honks needed, like just driving normal. Everybody, or normal-ish for this fucking area. Like, just, you know, everybody's going. You know, nobody's whipping in and out of traffic and stuff. There's just a beep. It's like, what the fuck? I look around, like, did somebody just, like, try to kill somebody? I mean, nothing. There's just people honking to honk. I don't know. Of course, I do know that there are certain types of dudes out here that will just blow their, if they see a fine honey walking on the street, they'll honk for whatever reason. Like that Jerry Seinfeld thing. This is a guy out of ideas. He's tried everything to get a girl's attention, and this is the best idea he can come up with now is honking the horn. Like, that's gonna somehow, like, summon this girl to be like, you know, but, you know, and he's just shouting out to her, yo. And but man, that and people just, they do stuff that is so stupid, and they look at you like you're the problem. Like today, I was getting ready to back out of a I'm gonna say parking spot in quotations, because it was in this like just gravel freaking area, and made my my stop and was getting ready to back up, and I put it in reverse and my truck inched back maybe an inch, and I looked back and there was a vehicle coming. Dude slams on his brakes, and he was only going maybe, I don't know, he had to be going a pretty decent speed for the area, because when he like came to a stop, you heard a of the gravel, and the truck kind of like plowed some gravel up, and he looks at me like I'm an idiot. I'm like, dude, I moved an inch. You not paying attention to your surroundings saw whatever it is you saw, and he just gave me this dirty work, and I'm like, I just wanted to be like, you buddy, you don't know how to drive. You, I mean, I obviously wasn't just gonna whip out and pull out on you, but it's just like they look at you like you're the problem. It's like instead of just being like, oh, okay, you know, nobody just okay anymore, except for I'm gonna say me, because I just let things go. I'm at that age now where it's like, well, fuck it, it ain't worth getting mad about. You know, this person pulled out in front of me. I'm not gonna spend the next, you know, 5 miles behind this person up their ass and doing this and that, because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. You're just aggravating yourself for no reason. Just take a second, look somewhere else, get that car kind of out of your sight. I mean, you don't want to take your eyes off the road, but just, you know, talk to yourself about something funny at that point, because it's not worth worrying about this schmuck who pulled out in front of you, because guess what? They're there. They're there, and they're going to stay there, and more than likely, they're only going to be there for a few seconds, because now they have to show off and weave in and out of the traffic, and that's another thing that gets me is these people, man, they will, like, blow by you to stop in front of you in turn when, you know, they could have just stayed behind you. These numbskulls, man. I can't believe I actually used numbskulls. Like, I'm trying to censor myself. Like, I fucking need to censor myself. I don't care. So, but, like, these stupid fucks will, like, just whip in and out of traffic to get two cars in front of you, and then they just turn off. Like, keep yourself behind there. You did not gain any time whatsoever, because by the time you turn, you've pretty much made your turn, and we would be where you would just be turning at that point in time if you had just stayed behind us. This is, oh my god, dude. And then the honking. The honking. We have to honk. I'm trying to... Something else happened driving today. I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think. It was like something... I was making a turn, and then they decided to go straight when they shouldn't have. And it was like they didn't honk at me, which I was actually surprised. But they were just like, you know, you could see them seething. Like, what the... I'm like, you did it. You said you were in that turning lane with your directional on. So I made my left turn, and you decide that as I'm in the middle of making my turn, you're going to step on it and try to go through. Like, what the fuck are you doing, idiot? Like, these people seriously need to go back and, like, take their driver's test again. They need to do something with driver's tests, because, whew. And then merging. People don't know how to merge. They think that, you know, because they put their directional on, you have to let them over. No, you're just indicating that you're trying to come over. It's up to you, no matter what it is, no matter the situation, highway, freeway, interstate, or a side road coming onto a two-lane road, it is up to you to make that merge, and you only. Yes, if there's room for that person to get over, they should get over to make it easier on you, but a lot of times, you know, we know how people are. We got those people that have to be in the left lane of whatever two-lane. Whatever the two-lane is, there's always got to be those people that sit there no matter what. And this is especially, you know, true for two-lane roads that are in, you know, areas where there's turn-offs on either side. So, you know, you can't really blame those people for sitting over there unless they're those schmucks, ass wipes that sit over there and then at the last second have to go all the way over to the other side to make their turn. But, yeah, I don't know. I've heard so many people saying, I had my directional on, So they need to let me over. No, they don't need to do anything. You need to put yourself in that position to get yourself over. It is not up to everybody else to make sure that you get over. It's like on ramps. You get these people that do like 20 miles an hour on an on ramp. Do you not know what that means? That is pretty much, if there's a race, if any part of the road is a race, that is the fucking area where you use that gas pedal. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you hammer down, you know, pedal to the floor type deal, but you have to get up to speed and match the speed of the traffic that you are merging into, or the area that you're going to be merging into, and you have to look ahead. Look to your side. You have to look behind you. I do this all the time. Usually don't have a problem merging over unless it's like absolutely jam-packed. You know, I usually come off that on-ramp like a fucking bat out of hell, or at least probably look like a bat out of hell, where I'm really only doing probably 5 miles over the posted speed limit of that, you know, particular section. So if it's 70, I'm coming on at about 75 and prepared to slow down if I have to, because I'm not expecting people to let me over. I'm not expecting that. That's why I am coming up there. And if I see traffic's flowing pretty good, then, you know, I'm going to be flowing. Yeah, I'm going to be driving. I'm going to be accelerating. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to make sure that I get on with the least amount of drama possible. Sometimes you have to kind of slit yourself in there, but again, it's up to you to make that merge. And I turn my direction on. I don't expect people to let me get over until there's room to get over. So, I mean, I don't know. Man, driving, just, I wish I could almost do this cast while driving and doing my job, because, and recording it too. I could technically probably do it. You know, my GoPro on the front of the window and stuff like that, but oh my gosh, dude, it's just, people are so stupid, man. So stupid. And they get so angry about things, and it's just like, just let it go. Like, there was a vehicle, it was a Ford Flex. It was turning somewhere and had to, like, stop abruptly, and I had to slam on my brakes and, you know, almost send myself for the windshield, but that doesn't happen because I have a seatbelt on. And I was just, for a second, I was like, you know, and then I just got looking at it, I was like, you know what? Ford Flex is actually kind of a nice vehicle, you know, and again, just let it go. You know, I mean, it happens. People make mistakes, unfortunately. Sometimes they seem to make them all around you. Speaking of my job, man, like, we deliver to people that need our parts and stuff, and they get angry. Some of them, not angry, but some of them just act like, oh, this person's here. It's like, do you want your fucking business? Do you want your fucking business to continue? Because you're not going to be doing business if we don't deliver this stuff to you. Unless you want to come pick it up all the time yourself, then get the fuck over here. Get the fucking stuff. Look at the goddamn sheet and sign my fucking notepad thingy. And let me fucking get on with my day. You know, ugh. That was like my last job, too. They get mad. It's like, we're providing a fucking service for you folks. You don't have to do this stuff yourself. You don't have to make these trips to get this stuff. We're bringing it to you. My last job, we brought it to you, and we put it on the fucking shelf for you. So why are you getting on me because I show up to do something to help your business? And same with this place. It's just like, most of the time people are pretty cool, but there's a couple of these stops out there that just really, like, I see them on the sheet that I have to go do, and I almost want to quit. I don't want to quit, but you know what I'm saying. You just see it and you're just like, ugh, it don't matter even on the best day. This stop is going to fuck me up. And that's exactly what a couple of these did. I went to this one place 3 fucking times today. With the same part each time, and each time there was an issue, they didn't want it. And I was just like, oh. So I went back, and I told them, I was like, if there's anything going back to that place, I'm not going back there today. Because it's ridiculous. I mean, they just, the attitude people have when you're trying to do a job to help their business is just unbelievable to me. Like, everybody gets along better if everybody just chills and is cool. Like, if people could just be like me, I'm not trying to say that I'm the best, but me, this is how I look at it. I show up, I'm always like, hey, how's it going? You know, that type of deal. These people are just, angry, like not even doing anything. And I don't understand why some of these people even give these people business. Like, I don't, I just do not see how to give these people business. Like, I would not take my business to half these places. A couple of them, okay, sure. The one place that, like, seems like it's legit, they don't seem to like me. I don't know what it is. I guess I just bring them their product and I'm a fucking asshole. Like, I don't know what I did, like, but this one dude, he's just, I don't know, like, you won't even get a hello sometimes. Like, you just go in there and put it down and they'll be like, and then they'll sign and you just walk out. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say, all right, have a nice day. If you're not like, sorry, if you're not being cordial, I'm not being cordial. If you're just, you know, willing to do things silently, then that's how we're going to do it. And I don't want to hear any complaints. So, you know, fuck you too, buddy, type deals. But I tell you, overall, jobs, I mean, it's an easy job. Anybody could do my job. It's super easy. And, you know, it's, so far it seems to be paying the bills. So, I mean, yeah, I might have taken a big step back by changing from my last job. But, I tell you, with this heat right now that we're having, or, well, I say it like we're having, like it's new. This is something that happens every year. And what gets what gets me about this fucking state or area that I'm in is people act like it's new. Like, oh my god, it's freaking hot out. It's like, it was hot out this time last year. Or like when it gets cold. Oh my god, it's so cold. It's winter. What do you want? Like, were you not here? Were you not alive previous years? And I'm sorry, like I said, I just ate. So now everything wants to come back up. So I'm pretty sure you can, like, come back up as in burp. I hate that shit, man. You're trying to talk and you're just like, you know what I mean? You've been there when you're trying to talk and stuff like that. But yeah, man, this North Carolina is something else, man. If it's raining, it's like they don't seem to like, they like, you'll see posts on Facebook and stuff of like, just, you know, only in Carolina. It's like, you people, really, you really think that this is the only place that gets like weather extremes from one end to the other? Like, wow. I wish I could live in that world where I thought things only happen to me. Like, and that's the problem with a lot of people, is they only think that they are the center, that people are paying attention to them. I see it every day. People, like, out and about driving, like, oh, back to work again I go. We have people that show up in their, you know, I'm just gonna say Camaro, and, like, hang out, like, they're cool. Like, it's like, what are you doing here? Like, if you knew the type of place I worked, it would be like, why would people come there just to chill? And it's like, who cares? There's, like, free people here that drive Camaros. Like, if I was even had the money to get, like, a Camaro or something, I would not get a Camaro, because there's already, like, 80,000 of them around there, and Chargers and Challengers. Like, I wouldn't mind a Charger or Challenger, because they actually are decent-looking boats, land yachts. But, man, like, and these are just the people that think that everybody's paying attention to them. And it's like, nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody cares. You know, you see that person driving down the road, bumping their music, and it's like, I was there at one point, and at one point I thought that people would think I was cool. Like, literally, I was like, yeah, I'm listening to this loud music. It's got bass in it. People are going to be like, yo, look at that guy. That is tight. And it's like, No. People, if they're hearing you or whatever, they're either turning up their radio so that they can actually hear what they want to listen to, and they're pretty much calling you a fucking jackass. Pretty much, that's what you are. You're a fucking jackass, because a lot of times there is no need. I mean, yes, I've been in that mood where, you know, the louder the better, but most of the time, not really. And it's like, you seem to think that your bass sounds good, where on the outside, you goes, you know, the vibrating of your basically, it's your trunk and your license plate for the most part that are vibrating. And it's like, yeah, that sounds cool. I really love the sound of a license plate rattling against your metal trunk there. Great job. I wish I was you, man. I want to be your friend. Oh, so this is become a rant cast, I guess. Oh man. What else do I got? I hate getting older. Getting older sucks. Like I said, I was going to say, I hope to have some friends on here and there. And that just almost makes me want to break out laughing because a lot of people that might be my age or even older realize that you don't really have friends. You might have friends, but they're more of acquaintances. Unless you are. I mean, there are people out there that they need to have that, you know, that connection, that friend. Like, you know, I need to see my bros or I need to see my gals tonight type deals. Or, you know, and I get that about maybe once a week. And then, like, if that opportunity actually comes up, I'm usually just like, how the fuck can I get out of this now? But, yeah, I'm at that point now where it's like, I just have acquaintances. You know, I have a couple friends that have been nearby still. But, you know, we see each other on rare occasions. And, like, I guess I was more or less speaking of the people that I would game with or associating with through gaming. But it's funny. That's just like one of the things that when you get older, you find out that, you know, all you want to do is sleep. Like, I love sleep, man. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. And like, subconsciously, I was thinking about it before I even brought it up. And yeah, man, it's just such a good freaking thing is sleep. Sleep and being at home. And I just keep hitting stuff and makes me angry, dude. Like, I'm trying to be quiet. Like, not trying to, I don't know. It's funny. Like, I feel like, you know, you ever, like, on a cell phone, I guess I'll say cell phone now. So you have to walk everywhere. You know, you were sitting down when you got the call or made the call or laying down. You were in bed at 2 a.m. and now you're on the roof because you're on your cell phone and you have to be moving. Like, I'm surprised I didn't try to, like, do something mobile-wise, but I guess, yeah, I'm getting kind of used to sitting in front of a computer screen with a microphone. Not usually this close. It's actually pretty close to me right now, because it says volume levels are too low. Volume level is optional right now. This is probably going to be a total crap fest. Like, I really hope that, like, if you're listening to this, that you decide to come back for, you know, later, because hopefully it's not exactly like this, but I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. Like I said, like, when I wanted to do this, I had the picture of, you know, giving advice, talking about funny topics or topics that are maybe, you know, just normal, but, you know, you make fun of them because it's, like, so stupid. You know, like, I don't even know. Oh, man, like, ugh. It's crazy, dude. What do we got going on in current events right now, for the most part? I mean, like, we had a recent volcano eruption, didn't we? I don't even know. Like, I don't even care. Elon Musk, you know, has a Space Mountain rocket ride anywhere on Earth under 20 minutes. Elon Musk he's something else. I gotta give it to that dude right there. Yeah, I wish I had like one millionth of the money he has. Man, sports we're row on sports. There's baseball. I get the U.S. the World Cup is going on for the women too. Yeah, there's just not a whole lot going on. I mean, there's talks of NFL stuff. I do enjoy sports and sports ball. You know, my teams, if you must know, for football, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Yeah, boo me right now, go ahead, I don't care. Like, I'm used to it, I don't give a shit. I actually also like the Saints. Woohoo. Cowboys since 89, Saints since 94. Picked them because there's uniforms, pretty much. That's how it happened. Yeah, I didn't actually really see my first live Cowboys game until mid-90s. But I remember I went to a friend's house, and their dad was watching football, and I sat with them and watched, and it was the Cowboys and whoever they played in 89, and I can't really remember, but I remember liking the uniforms. And it was kind of like, oh, cool, that's my team. And plus, they were going for the other team, so I think it might have been, I don't even know if it was, like, they were going for the other team, And so naturally I picked the opposite. And, you know, the dad was like, well, Dallas sucks. And they did. They went, like, what, 1-15 that season? And after that, I kind of tried to keep up, but we didn't really have TV when I was growing up there for a little while. And, yeah, so I was a Cowboy fan, and I heard they had won 2 of the Super Bowls against the Bills. And I was like, woohoo, yeah, we're champions, baby. And, yeah, I didn't actually really start getting into watching them until, you know, the mid-90s. And, yeah, I've been a fan since 89. And then, yeah, because I remember, like I said, I was a Saints fan since 94 because I'd seen the Saints play a couple times. And their defense was pretty freaking good back then. But, you know, we all know the Saints wasn't really anything for quite a while. And, yeah, so I've been with them. Hockey, I love hockey. I think hockey is probably the best sport out of all sports balls. They don't use a ball, they use a puck. And I just love it because even when there's no scoring, it's still, yeah, it's just so good for the whole thing. When there's no scoring, you're on edge because nobody's scored yet and you want your team to score. Chicago Blackhawks, yes, that's my team since about 94 as well. Became a fan of them through a, I actually have it here somewhere, Super Nintendo game. I think it was Stanley Cup or something like that, Stanley Cup 94. I could be completely wrong, but yeah, I just saw the Blackhawks on there and I was like, I like that Blackhawks and I like their you know, the logo, and, yeah, so that's how I became a Blackhawk fan, and then I started watching them here and there. I was a New York fan of most of the New York's teams, except for the football teams, because, I grew up in upstate New York, and when we finally got, like, the cable, even though it was satellite, we had the MSG, we had a lot of sports, and we had the MSG channel. And so, you know, I am a Knicks fan. I used to watch all the Knicks games, all the games pretty much. Yep. If I didn't see them live, I watched them later on the replays and stuff like that. Spent a lot of time watching those. I was a Rangers fan too, but, you know, kind of like them because obviously they played a lot of that stuff. But yeah, I really liked the Blackhawks. Blackhawks weren't a great team back then. But yeah. Became a White Sox fan because something, I don't know, I have this thing about Chicago for some reason. And what was it? That Major League movie. Was it the second one where Chicago was like the bad guys, the Chicago White Sox? And yeah, I just started liking that way. I was a Yankees fan too before that, you know, obviously New York. Like I said, upstate though, more cows than people. But my hometown actually had the Oneonta Yankees, which have now, I think, since long been now the Oneonta Tigers, I want to say. But I don't know. I don't live up there anymore. So never went to a game. But I was like, hey, we got the Yankees. And everyone's like, yeah, it's minor league. I'm like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Grew up, it was about a half hour, 45 minutes from Cooperstown, which is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. Never went. I didn't do a lot of things when I lived in New York. Probably because I couldn't drive. I got my license just before we moved to North Carolina. And, you know, I go up there to see family, but don't really do a whole lot. You know, I used to go camping in Watkins Glen every summer. That's one thing I do miss is the camping in Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen is awesome. If you've ever had a chance to go to Watkins Glen, do it. There was nothing like waking up at the campsite and hearing the sound of cars racing on the track. And that wasn't like, you know, a sarcastic thing. No, it was pretty cool. You'd wake up and hear in the distance, just all sorts of different kind of cars running the track there. As well as the Adirondacks. I only think I stayed there. It was fairly recent in the last few years, about probably 5 years ago now. That place was cool. The Adirondacks is very cool. Small town there. But got to go on my first plane ride in a like seaplane. I was like, great, that's cool. You know, my parents are going to put me in this plane. That's, you know, go ahead and send me up in my first flight in a Cessna taking off. Actually, taking off was kind of brutal. It wasn't brutal, but it was like going over a very choppy road But the landing, I was not looking forward to the landing. Oh my gosh. Like, I feared the landing the most, but that was the smoothest landing. It's the only landing I've ever had, but it was so smooth. It was like, I can't even say it was like riding in a car on a just nice, you know, new road, because I don't know if there's cars that smooth, but it just, it was just beautiful. Like, this guy put this plane down so beautifully, and I was just like, wow. And yeah, so I don't know what to talk about. We were talking about sports and teams. And yeah, so Yankees, White Sox for baseball when I can. I don't usually catch baseball. I'll try to catch, you know, like a lot of people. I'll try to catch the playoffs, you know, I was gonna say Stanley Cup, the World Series. But yeah, you know, once I start getting into gaming, that's what I do for YouTube. I don't know if I mentioned that, but yeah, I game a lot. And yeah, so that's pretty much been my life, is work and games. Especially the last couple of years, I've tried to kind of balance out not gaming as much as I used to, because, well, I mean, it hasn't done any other than, you know, playing games and enjoying them, hasn't paid out in that regard. You know, a lot of people sit there, I'm gonna make a YouTube channel and I'm gonna be, you know, making the money. It's like, okay, well, maybe 7 years ago you'd be all right, but now with the way YouTube is, you better, I don't know, man, it's crazy. I mean, there are some ways you can just get in there and probably become popular, but, you know, gaming is a very tough one, and a lot of the successful ones don't even like games for the most part, or are so fake that it just, like, I try to watch because I used to watch them, and it's just like, I can just see the fake. And the overacting, like, I haven't seen this much overacting since, I'm trying to think of, like, a movie where there's a lot of overacting, but no, like, these people should win Oscars for being overactors. And, like, there's one person, if I had my friend with me, I say that jokingly, if I had my acquaintance here with me, we could, probably have a good fun imitating the person, but we're not gonna do that here right now. Water's so amazing when you're hot, and not just sweating either. No, gotta drink your water. Drink your water, folks. Drink water. Water is good, unless you live in Ferguson. Have they figured that out yet? Is that still an issue? I'm pretty sure it probably is, which is so sad that these people have to be, you know, put through that crap. It's like, I don't even know, dude. Was it Ferguson? What place was it with water? I don't remember. No, Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan. Somebody go ahead and smack me in the face. I can't. Yeah, because, yeah, Flint, Michigan. That's just, oh, man. Like, it makes the water around here sound like a luxury, where ours is, it's pretty bad where I live. It's, like, not horrible, but you definitely know it's not great. And yeah, so, man, I can't believe I got that messed up. Like, I don't know. I guess I was just thinking of Missouri for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, short water. I see those people around a lot in the trucks. You know, I guess they go back and forth. Yeah, that water's good, because at my job, we got a water fountain. And that stuff is just amazing. Like, it almost tastes as good as the bottled water that I'm drinking right now. I don't know, they put something in the water, I can tell you that. Stupid. Let's see, where are we at? We're 45 minutes into this. Oh, this is definitely shit. That is for sure. There's actually a timer on here. Like, I can start recording on a timer. That is amazing. I don't even know if this is going to go up. I really don't know what I'm going to do. But I was listening to the Mike Rowe podcast for the past couple weeks while working, and a little bit actually when I took a trip to New York. Unfortunately, I had a death in our family, but yeah, I was listening to Mike Rowe's The Way I Heard It, and that's very cool. Some of the ways he does stuff, though, man. Like, I've always been a Mike Rowe fan. Like, I love Dirty Jobs. Speaking of that, I got to look that up on DVD because I'm sure I can bootleg it, pirate it somewhere, but I'm not going to subject this computer to that kind of possibilities of bad stuff. But, yeah, some of the, like, he disguises what he's trying to talk about so well sometimes that you forget what, like, you take it too literally that when he finally reveals it, you're like, what? I gotta go back and listen to this again. It's a good thing that they're such a short, short things. They're usually anywhere between 4 and 8 minutes, which is sadly not what this shit's about right here. You hear that clicking. I'm going back and forth trying to see if I can find something to talk to about. But yeah, that's a, I'm not gonna say you need to check that podcast, because if you're obviously watching podcasts or watching, I guess you can watch them. Some people actually do record them and put them up on I guess that YouTube's, but like, yeah, it's very popular, so it's like, do I even need to say that? I mean, I'm not even gonna get anybody to listen to this, for fuck's sake, so what am I even worried about? But I just do this because I try to occupy my time as much as I can, and I did not want to play any games tonight. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna go in here raw with no plan whatsoever and see what comes out of it. And this is what has come out of it. I don't know, I need to figure out some stuff, but you know, maybe talk about some relationships, which I don't know if that's a very good idea. I think if it was brought up, like I said, my whole fantasy was people messaging, and you know, you could actually just spend the time talking about that stuff, or pick out some question that was just, you know, something, you know, my boyfriend said, and then I could just be like, well, guess what, you know, your boy, no, but you gotta get that stuff first. And me just going on about a relationship advice without being asked would probably be a bad idea, because then I would be focused too much on what has gone on with me and my relationships. And, yeah, it would just sound like I'm, like, bashing the other person. Because for whatever reason, no matter how nice you try to put it or, you know, not make it one-sided, you usually do, because it is one-sided. You're only giving your side of the feelings and how you felt about it. Like, you can't, you know, even come close to saying how that person felt. Yeah, so I don't know, but not just that, but just like other things. Like, I'm not the be all, I don't know a lot, but the way my mind works is I just can read stuff, and every angle I can approach it from, almost. It's kind of like, it's weird that way that work, my mind works sometimes. And it's probably how everybody's does, but not everybody's in tune to it. Me, my mind gets me in some serious trouble because, you know, even things that I know aren't true, I can put in my head and grind it out to where that becomes reality. And it's like, that wasn't even close, man. That wasn't even close to what was happening. Or, you know, but you just overthink stuff, man. Man, I don't know where. Anyway. I don't know. I think this would be a good ending point. We're closing in on like 50 minutes, and I'm sure I've lost people, you know, 50 minutes ago. So, yeah, that'll do it. I'll try to keep these probably once a week, I'm hoping for. Like I said, I'm doing it right now. I got these stupid fucking hiccups from fucking eating, which is really making me upset. But yeah, I'm doing this on a Thursday night, and I probably won't even get to, like, editing this, so I don't know when this will go up, but, you know, I'll try to aim for a weekly from whenever this goes up. This could go up 2 weeks from now, so I have no idea, or I might just go ahead and record it again, do it again, it'll be better this next time. Actually, it never usually works out to be better the next time, unless you can remember exactly what you were talking about, so you could add more bullet points onto those topics. But I don't really remember where we started. So yeah, again, this was the It Show, and I appreciate you listening, and you know, if you have any ideas, any questions too, I mean, seriously, any type of question, I don't even know, bushy343 at yahoo.com is one way of getting a hold of me. It's Bushy, B-U-S-H-Y, free, for free, at yahoo.com. And I don't know, depending on where I post this up, where you can, if you can, I'm going to try to get it to where it goes out to Spotify and iHeartRadio, but I'm not too sure about the logistics on that just yet, even though I did look at that a couple weeks ago. But yeah, if you want to, I don't know how you'd say it, follow, subscribe, whatever those things are for podcasts, I'd love to have you back. And yeah, next week, or yeah, hopefully we'll have something out a week after this one's posted. So yeah, until then, take care. Peace.